set up a Facebook account for my daughters. I monitor it closely because their age and that there. Once a month I'll go through it and give it a good check, make sure nothing untoward happens. Sunday, now I just got feeling, and something just told me to look a bit deeper and through their accounts. So I've done my eldest daughter's first, and that was all fine, went through my youngest daughter. And that's when I discovered that she was being groomed.
When you say you look through the Facebook page, you mean obviously through the private messages?
Yeah, through the I have access to their accounts, I go through their messages, their emails and everything else. And I discovered this private message from, that's when I discovered then what he was after and what he was trying to sort of get up to, you know. I still continued on the conversation.
What was your initial reaction when you saw those messages?
Totally dumbfounded. It's not the sort of thing you expect to see straight off. And on top of that, she had sent him pictures as well. So that added more sort of fuel to the fire, but at the same time, I felt that just the blood just drained from me, to be honest. You know, it was initial shock, disbelief, general chit-chat, as I would do with a friend. How are you? How's things going? Trying to get her to add different applications to her mobile as well, so that she wouldn't be going through Facebook. But luckily enough, she has no idea how to do all that, and she stayed on Facebook. So everything then that's been said and been sent to him is there now in black and white, and say the police now are looking into it.
And how long was the conversation going on for? Was it going on for some time? Or?
All in all, I think it was around 4 weeks. So he moved pretty quickly to even get a photograph. And that's just the implications and the dangers that is out there on the internet for kids. You know, that's what this is about, is to just get people get parents to be more vigilant and keep a better track of their kids' movements online. It was all he was wanting. I'm still outraged by it. I just had a hand all over the place because there's no point in me trying to do it all by myself because I'd be the worst in the world for it. So me and my ex-wife sat down, talked it over with my daughter then on the Monday to get her side of it, and she was that naive, she didn't even realise she had done anything wrong. It just shows you what these predators are actually like. Everyone's for themselves. They don't really care what they do to upset or hurt anybody else. These demands were getting more and more for pictures. If you don't send a picture, I'll not talk to you, this sort of thing. And just thank God that I managed to get it when I did. Before then, any meetings or anything was set up, or she'd actually been met this creep, you know. I was abused when I was a kid myself, and I've got over the worst of it. I've come out to the other side of it. I'm a lot stronger than what I have been. The roller coaster I was on emotionally near drove me mad, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. This guy wasn't even on her friends list. Because she's that naive and that young, she fell into his trap.